Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The MTA is chugging toward a fiscal cliff in the next few years. Lawmakers are now starting the debate around the best way to handle it.
WCBS's Steve Burns is taking a look at this. So, Steve, how dire is the situation?
Well, this is a pretty serious situation here. We've seen ridership basically plateau, right around 65% of where it was before the pandemic. So according to Reinvent Albany, a government watchdog group, that means about $200 million a month is just disappearing from the MTA's bottom line. And that has a really significant impact. Right now, they're still relying on that help from Washington that came in over the last couple of years. But that won't last forever. It's looking like that'll run dry sometime in 2025. And by that point, the MTA will be looking at a deficit in the billions of dollars. That's billions with a B. Could really threaten the future of the system and threaten the economic well-being of the entire region.
So, Steve, what kind of solutions might be on the table?
Well, you have the painful solutions and you have the not-so-painful solutions. The painful ones are sort of being floated as a scare tactic at the moment. The MTA made a presentation to the city council, was obtained by the news outlet The City. And there were some pretty dire proposals in there. No more express service, no more overnight service, fares going up on the order of 40%, which is astronomical. Those kinds of things would drive riders away even more, would probably just make things even worse down the line. What we're hearing from leaders at the MTA, leaders in Albany, is that it's time for a wholesale rethinking of how the MTA gets its funding. It is very reliant on what's known as fare box revenue. It's the money it gets from riders that come into the system. But the argument we're starting to hear now is that the MTA should be treated more like a public service, like police and fire, sanitation, a service that has some sort of stable revenue source. So the question is where that revenue comes from. Is it a new tax? Is it money getting taken away from other sources? That's a question that Governor Hochul and the legislature will have to answer when they get back together in the new year.
Well, Steve, we hear a lot about congestion pricing. We talk about it ad nauseum. Is that the answer? Is that supposed to raise a lot of money for the MTA?
It is supposed to raise a significant chunk of money, but it's an important distinction to make here. The way the law was written, the money that the MTA gets through congestion pricing has to go into its capital construction program. Basically, the money to buy new train cars, get new signals, make stations accessible, sort of those big ticket repair items. The fiscal cliff that we're talking about here is on the operating side, the day-to-day expenses to keep the system running. Things like salaries and lights and electricity. The MTA absolutely does not want to dip into that capital budget to pay the operating side, basically robbing Peter to pay Paul and possibly putting off some of those desperately needed repairs even longer.
Thanks, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.